everyone in Radioland. This is Homer J. Simpson, and I'm about to call into the phone show on 505-796-4020 to talk to Brad. Oh, my fingers are too fat to dial. Luckily, I've got Matt Hillick's mom on speed dial. Matt Hillick's mom. Oh.
Telephone.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Oh, that's the cue to start. We're on the air now.
Wow. Hey. On the air.
I need to fix that.
That one was kind of a brumps, wasn't it?
But hey, everyone, we're on the phone show.
Hi, everybody.
Lots of big plans tonight.
The weirdest thing happened last week, like when I brought Samantha on a conference and Matt was on, and he didn't start calling her a cocksucker and a fucking whore. So apparently,
does everybody know
that you flaked out and gave Matt a free vacation?
Yeah.
And I was angry about it just because I missed you so dearly.
Oh, you mean it.
See, he's calling you a cocksucker out of love.
Yeah.
I've had men do that before.
Yeah. That's a normal thing. I got some kid in there.
Oh, there's a lot of strangers just coming on randomly, I guess.
And maybe that's the kid from 706.
It could be. Yeah, me and Samantha were doing calls today, carding calls, and we were hanging out with some kid that called in and left notes for us in Georgia.
Nice.
But no, there's just lots of kids on lately. Just randomly kids come and chat.
I have absolutely no problem with that.
Yep. Neither does Captain Crunch.
So we're broadcasting.
Me and Captain have different parameters of what we search for. So we do well working together.
There you go. Wingman.
Maybe he could hook you up if you hook him up or something.
Yeah, you know.
He gets you the little girls and you get him the little boys.
Yeah, or whatever. You know.
Wow, however, that's something to edit from the show when I edit.
Yeah.
Where's my post-it?
Yeah, first post-it, end of the night.
Someone already said, is that the attention whore?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Coleman. That's the kid from Florida. He had his door broke down by the SWAT team.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not used to him without that usual picture.
Oh, is he showing a picture of his door? Like, I see a door in the background. Is that the famous front door that costs $700? Anyway, we're broadcasting on Blue Planet Prank Radio and Madhouse Live and Cacti Radio tonight. There are 77 total people listening right now. So, yay.
What? 700?
77.
I was like, what the fuck?
700 is what I said like a minute ago about Coleman's door.
Oh, 700, yeah. Maybe it was just stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Did PrankNet SWAT him?
No, he says some guy he knows through maybe Xbox Live or something. I forget the exact story, but his parents are jerks. They made him pay for the door.
It was a dickhead move, like, whoever did that.
Obviously.
Only we're allowed to do SWAT calls to people that deserve it.
Okay, who's that? Is his dad in the background now?
Maybe his dad wants to listen too. Oh, he turned it off.
Yeah,
hey, Coleman's
that's
dad.
Smart of him.
What's no, that?
He's like, are you associating with those people that swatted our house again? Not that it was us. But, you know.
Definitely was not. Who's the Duke of Nunu?
The Duke of Nunu? I don't know. Hey, I know that somebody named Nitrous Cookie, he said, like, right before the show started, he said RBCP stands for Remotely Breaking Corporations Property.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my new acronym.
That's kind of neat.
That is cool.
I like it.
So what are we doing tonight, Brad?
He's got all kinds of
oh, you wouldn't believe it. Okay. You know what I noticed? Okay, in the news. Wait. Breaking news.
Dumb.
So in the news, this week or last week, there was this thing about a bomb threat. I think it was at a school. I didn't write any of it down or put a link.
This is coming from my hazy memory that might be a dream. Well, but okay. Anyway.
There was a bomb threat made, and it was traced back to the internet, and it was a guy in Ireland, in the newspaper article, and it was on the video news and an article. They blamed it on PrankNet, and they said it was related to several other swatting calls that were happening in Florida. And I was wondering if that had something to do with Coleman or something. But it probably doesn't.
I really don't think PrankNet would swat. Do you?
I really don't know. That's just what the article said. I think any horrible thing that happens now is just going to be blamed on PrankNet because they're horrible people.
Yeah. But, my dog died. It was PrankNet.
I burned my toast. Fucking PrankNet.
I got gonorrhea.
I get the shoes when I don't drink enough. Fucking PrankNet.
It burns when I pee, goddamn Dex.
Yeah. You just stole mine.
Sorry.
Well, I've constantly got the shits. Fucking PrankNet.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the Phone Loser forums at phonelosers.com, I posted the story in there, and we talked about whether or not it was PrankNet, and I don't think anyone really thinks it is, but there's people in Tiny Chat tonight claiming to be PrankNet. Dun, dun, dun.
I think they're just doing it for the lulz.
But there were several bomb threats in Idaho, and they were all traced back to internet pranksters and caller ID spoofing.
Anyone's an idiot that calls from a landline at their own house.
Yeah, I keep reading all these things about legislation for caller ID spoofing, and I'm pretty sure all this swatting is a huge thing right now. It happens every day, it seems like. I think that's going to kill caller ID spoofing, which I don't care. It's not like we ever use it.
No.
It's probably for the best.
I've been wanting to set up an asterisk box on an EC2 instance. I think that would be a fun project.
Yeah, I set one up once, and it was awesome for a week or two, and then I got bored with it.
Yeah. I've never set one up before. I've only played on other people's.
I play on mine.
Oh, also a bunch in the news this week. Conservative bloggers are the target of swatting. And I have
nice. So they're just shutting them down. Can't take this.
It's happening to a lot of conservative bloggers. And this one blogger, he actually warned the local sheriff that he was probably going to get swatted because everyone else was, and he did.
Wow.
So that's weird. So it's Xbox players and conservative bloggers.
It's using that. It's kind of like a snake eating its own tail at that point, isn't it?
So, Samantha, guess what we have going on tonight?
What?
Right before the show, I got some Blockbuster customer phone numbers.
Really?
So, if we want to call those, we can. If someone wants to call in and do some with us.
That's exciting.
We can. People were calling in. You know, people every week complain to me that they're like, oh, I called in, but you didn't answer. And, you know, you just have to keep calling in, and I'll pick up for you.
Yeah, call in. You gotta be persistent. I was.
Hi, 304.
Hi, fuckhead.
Hi. What you doing?
Hey, it's Trevor.
Oh, hey, Trevor.
Trevor!
You're not in 304.
You're locking your new lawn in Texas.
Thanks for giving us all your new phone number.
I was hillocking the lawn.
Yeah, so he sent me a text before the show that he's going to be hillocking the lawn in Texas.
Does that mean sitting out on
No, I think it means pissing on it.
It means pissing on the lawn after drinking beer.
God, fucking weirdos.
What kind of beer are you drinking tonight, Trevor?
I've drank a whole bunch of different ones right now. I'm drinking a Heine. Would you like to touch my Heine?
No.
I would.
I sure would.
Yeah. I would like me and Brad each to put a finger in your hiney while Samantha masturbates all over your face and then poops on your head.
Where's my post-it?
If you're open-minded. Where's
the post-it?
You're going to get us banned. The FCC is going to shut us down.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, because... Weeping Angel, he's broadcasting us on the radio.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but he's unlicensed.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's a pirate radio station?
Yeah, he's got this little transmitter thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. We're being broadcasted to his block, probably.
So twitter.com/IAM Elton John.
Or
like at her attention.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Yeah. And like if she doesn't know you, she's just gonna yell and be like, oh, who's this? I don't know.
No,
this person.
Okay, if your name is like fake, if your name is Demon Anderson and your picture is of Satan, I may not add you. May not.
She's a hardcore Christian.
Let's say, say
wow, apparently you had the problem with someone named Demon Anderson.
I just think it's weird that she's constantly...
I get a lot of throwaway accounts adding me.
You didn't add my account, Muslim Killer.
I don't even remember that one.
Hey, Tombstone.
Hey, Brad. I love the show tonight. Hey, Samantha. Matt Hillock.
What's up, buddy?
Matt, I Hillock into beer bottles. When I get really drunk and I can't reach the washroom, I just pee in the bottle.
Yeah, well, that's...
I've tried that, but my gigantic cock does not fit in those things.
I usually piss a lot more than one beer bottle.
No, like you drink it to 4, and then you pee out to 2-4.
Yeah, cognac bottles. I liked when I used to piss a bottle.
Tombstone, can you talk to a Blockbuster customer?
Sure, what do you want to say?
Well, you're...
Be a creepy. Try to be creepy.
Okay.
Oh, try to be.
It's
gonna be a stretch.
I was actually listening to the recording of the old Blockbuster calls. Can I get them to get a coin and scratch off the magic code on the DVD?
I guess. I don't know.
It's Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's Blockbuster. They're closing down anyway, right?
Couldn't you just like say that you thought she or he was pretty? But do it in your freaky
You really
voice.
Won't be able to scratch it out. It's just a coin.
It's the thought that counts, though.
The quarter. Yeah. They have to use a quarter.
Or a key.
Okay, listen.
They use a quarter that's got ridges.
The name is weird. It's, and I'm sure I typed it wrong. It's Dicadero Marcus.
Wow. Really?
You didn't type it.
Maybe it's Dicadero. And I think the last name is Marcus. Just say you're Blockbuster.
I'm going to call him Dicadero and piss him off.
I think it's a girl, isn't it?
And you realize that these are customer phone numbers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we called Blockbuster and asked them. Oh, and I found out what their computer system name is. It's Compass. So if you call in, call Blockbuster, say something's wrong with the Compass system. That adds a little bit of believability.
Sorry.
We weirded some people out tonight, didn't we, Samantha?
Yeah, I told one person that Roy had been dead for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he died in a car accident 2 years ago.
She's like, do you think this is funny, ma'am?
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
I gotta write some
that's good.
Notes.
I like that.
We're down here.
Yeah, I can't.
If we keep doing this until Halloween, that needs to be the Halloween theme. haunted gardens.
That Roy's dead.
I gotta find the number. It's on my computer somewhere. I haven't set it back up yet.
There's 101 people listening. That's better.
Oh, by the way, I found out the app that Cacti Radio is featured on. It's Scanner Plus.
Oh, okay.
Or Police Scanner Plus. If you just look up Prank, there's...
Hi, you reached 206-683-8326.
God, my idea was horrible tonight.
There's three stations on there. Police Scanner Plus. If you look up Prank, there's Blue Planet. And Cacti's on there. But so, I don't know which one's more popular.
So they just show all... they just show all Shoutcast stations? Like...
Yeah, right now on my screen, on the scanner, well, not the scanner, but all together, 53 is from Cacti and 35 is from Blue Planet. And you're beating Blue Planet right now.
Of course. We're cooler than Blue Planet.
One good way, Brad, I think, to elaborate on the Blockbuster call is say we're going bankrupt, so we're selling customer information just to gain a quick buck.
Oh, two of the things I called today, they're like, well, we're liquidating everything. We don't use the computer anymore. We're doing all non-member accounts. And...
So, Brad, do you want to get the number for a house of prostitution in Nevada?
Hi.
Hello.
Mr. Garza.
Yeah?
I'm calling from Blockbuster. Let me put not Brad on.
Hello, Mr. Garza.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Bradley Cooper. Not the Bradley Cooper, obviously. Ha ha ha, that's why they call me Not Brad. How are you doing this evening?
From Blockbuster.
What's this about?
This is about your account. We see here that you've been using mostly your credit card here.
Yes.
Yes, well, as it turns out, we have a little bit of an issue here. Someone in our staff here has been using your credit card number and several others here on file to download massive amounts of pornography to the hard drives here at the store. And, you know, he's been working the night shift, so he's back here whacking off, having a good time on other people's dime. And, you know, he's getting the keyboard sticky. That's how we originally noticed. But I'm just warning you, there may be some charges on your credit card, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
We can give you some free rentals or something, but I just wanted to let you know from the bottom of my heart that I apologize for okay. You know.
Which store are you calling from?
Blockbuster. We normally don't bust in this manner, but unfortunately, you know, okay. We've had this issue. All don't right. Tell your wife.
Yeah, I'm trying not to laugh too much. Okay, so.
Oh, it's not a laughing matter. Trust me. If you want to come clean this keyboard, you can be my guest.
No, thanks. Yeah, no. You guys could do that all night.
Oh yes, he was doing it all night. Ha 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 ha. But listen, we just wanted to call and apologize. We'll bill you for, you know, what he charged, but we'll make it up to you with some digital video discs. I have a VHS copy of Miss Congeniality 2 here I can give you.
No thanks.
It's a classic.
No, that's all right.
He was whacking to that too, I think. Oh my.
All right. No problem. So, well, give me your phone number so I can, call the cops and tell them who I'm talking to again. What's your number again?
It's 505-796-4020.
Thanks, okay. Not Brad.
And your name again was Bradley?
No.
Bradley Cooper, the actor?
Yes, Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not the actor, no, because yeah. I'm not Brad.
Yeah, you're not Brad, the hangover dude.
No, I'm not Brad. Exactly. You've got it.
You sound hungover.
Oh, I'm hungover as shit. I mean, once I noticed he was charging the porn to your card, I just, you know, I went out to the liquor store across the street. I bought a case of Yuengling traditional lager, and, you know, I came back here and sat down with him, had a couple of brewskis, you know. I mean, maybe we touched each other. Never mind. But all I'm saying is, well, we're sorry. We've got a few VHS tapes we can give you.
I appreciate the apology.
You ever seen Tomorrow Never Dies? It's got bonus features at the end.
No, I haven't done that. Okay. All right. Well, all right.
It's James Bond, 007.
All right.
Ba-na-ba.
All right. Good night.
All right. Sweet dreams, Hector.
God bless.
Hector? Who's Hector?
Someone in Tiny Chat said his name was Hector Garza, so I went with it.
Oh, I think it was Lee Garza.
Oh.
How would they know?
Did you say, oh, rats?
You know, that
might have been thanks,
no, I think he said rats.
I just said, oh, rats, yeah, a moment ago.
That was awesome. Yeah. Oh, rats.
He didn't get pissed off, though. He
was a little bedazzled by the whole situation.
Yeah. I'm thinking he didn't believe much of anything.
No, I don't think so either.
He's definitely confused, though.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was the last number I have, like the other, you know, 12, or just no answers.
There are nothing.
So, Brad.
We're back on the air.
Oh, we weren't on the air before?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to have to repeat. Hey, petty pranks. if you could just take your shirt off and take a picture of it, or just do it on like Tiny Chat right now, that would be awesome. Okay, go on.
Samantha, this is ETF.
This is a request on behalf of me, by the way.
Yeah. Don't forget Brad was too shy to ask.
Yeah, you know me.
She's done the fuck. She's pretty hoary girl.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Hey, look, he looks happy. It's awesome.
Nice moves, petty pranks.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Put my moves to shame.
Got me excited.
Remember when Brad thought that tube of super glue was lube? And he had, like, a problem for, like, a fucking week. The Horizon
Ring back out? That was hilarious.
Uh-oh, it's Matt's song.
Sing it, Matt.
I did not pay to keep my ring back down going. Now I'm just a deadbeat. I'm just a deadbeat that plays classical music that everybody has as a stupid ring back down going. Ooh, I'm a deadbeat that did not pay my bills.
Hi, you need Terry. You know what this is.
No, I don't. Tell me what
Please
to do.
Record your message.
I'll leave your message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'm the ghost of Roy.
That sounds horrible, doesn't it?
No, it sounds good. Keep going.
Calling you. I died in 2 years ago in a car accident. And blah, blah, blah. Thanks for reminding my wife you're a jerk.
Auntie dinged your car.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it was father.
It was with this erection.
Okay, she's gone. I would have been more into that if my echo didn't sound like crap.
It actually sounds good on my end.
No, that wasn't a ghosty echo.
No, it was... No, it was
he was right. It was a very mechanical echo.
Well, I mean...
I need to label one of these as ghosts.
How do you do that echo?
That's on the soundboard. There's a bunch of different presets, but...
How do you play soundboards through Skype?
Here's the one I should have used. Woo!
Oh, and you gotta talk a little different, too.
It's too late now.
I'm trying to figure out a way to do Samuel L. Jackson soundboards through Skype.
Oh, I can't adjust pitch. I can just do echoes and dumb effects.
You know. I like them.
All right, here's a 7021. Hold on, let me play this message.
702, motherfuckers. Rockin' and rollin'. All out in the hood, yo.
God damn it.
Please leave your message after the tone. What's the last name?
It's hopeless. Every single thing we call tonight, it's just, like, no answer. Or...
Let's check Open Book.
You have
reached. Open Book's gone forever. You are Open Book. Breaking news, everyone.
You are Open Book.
YourOpenBook.org is dead, last we checked.
But now it's just OpenBook.
Yeah, if you go to OpenBook.org, it exists.
Not as good.
But it's crappy. It doesn't let you do quotation mark searches.
Yeah.
So goddamn it. Goddamn it. All to heck and back.
To heck?
That's right. This is a Christian show, not Brad.
No, rated PG here on the phone show.
That's for parental guidance. You need an older person next to you in a seat.
No, PG-13 is parental guidance required or recommended.
Yeah, I think PG stands for parental guidance.
Well, yeah,
in either case,
G is general.
Why are we arguing about this?
Hold on.
But
if
yeah,
you
I
need
know,
parental
yeah.
guidance. Stay the fuck away from Matt Hillock.
Especially
whatever.
Matt Hillock is rated R.
They call me Uncle Slippy Fist.
Well, what are we gonna do?
It's over. The show's over. We have to end the show now.
I don't want it to be over. We have 12 more minutes.
I don't want it to be over either.
Can we do Foursquare?
Foursquare.
Okay, a hotel at least. A hotel or Foursquare.
No. Wow, that whining really doesn't get anything done, does it?
It
gets your bills paid, I guess, you little dirty cunt.
Yeah, I wish.
It's the end of the show, music.
No!
Welcome to the Lost Music.
This is the Lost Music.
Stop it.
I can't even tell if this is loud or not.
It means this is going to go to the after show.
Okay, note to future Brad who's editing this. Can you hear this or not? Because I have the volume turned way low, but it sounds loud to me. And
yeah, it sounds loud. It sounds super loud now.
Sounds all right to me.
Oh, Captain Planet does not approve of our prank show.
We'll stick with this.
Kill yourself.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take, like, I don't know, like 10-minute break or so. And we're going to come back and do just some random telephone calls. What, okay. Samantha? Are you going to stay, Samantha?
Yeah. Twitter.com/IMMJohn.
You fucking... I am Intention. You just call yourself Intention.
Jen says we should do Blog Talk Radio. Well, a lot of people. No, it's just Jen over and over.
What, yeah, that's just Jen.
those are fun to fuck with.
I'm like, wow, a lot of people think we should do Blog Talk Radio, but no, it's just Jen.
Oh, yeah,
spamming.
I'm so down. I'm so down.
It's never
easy.
I'll
go find something.
Huh?
Good. I'll go ship
everything. Everybody's got 10 minutes to do stuff. You're just leaving everything on them, Brad.
Yeah, I'm going to say goodbye to Blue Planet Prank Radio. Goodbye, Blue Planet Prank Radio.
Goodbye, Blue Balls.
We love you guys.
Okay. Hugs and kisses.
They're all gone now. It's just us.
Okay, so right on the air, there is 54 shows on Blog Talk Radio.
54 shows? Oh, yeah. It's so complicated to... I'd have to hang... Okay, if we do Blog Talk Radio, I gotta hang up on all of you guys. That's the way it works.
It's like a whole thing.
Because I have to broadcast their stream on the air. And that means we can't be on the phone together. We have to call in individually to their shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we call in as a group?
That would be really difficult.
Why?
I don't... Okay, because I'll be broadcasting Blog Talk Radio on the stream, right? So if we call in, how can we call in? It'll be like this huge echo because we're on the phone and we've got Blog Talk Radio stream playing.
I feel you.
You get it? You get it?
No, yeah, I really
look
don't.
At, I understand.
Look at Legend putting on his orange shorts. Or showing off the PLA book.
Ah, yeah.
Brad, do I have the most signatures in my book?
So yeah, Brad.
I don't know.
Germany.
I think I have 9.
Okay, the show's over. Goodbye, everyone. We'll talk to you in.
Hugs and kisses.
See you guys in Ta-ta. 10 minutes. And we're gonna leave you with some amazing Selena Gomez.
Put on Rappy.
Evie wrote a lot. It's been said and done. Every
beautiful. Yeah, okay, we're back on the air. And Evie's calling in.
Hello!
Hi, Evie.
What's up, Chuck?
If I have some reverberation, I am very, very sorry, but I don't have a choice.
You're like, I'm calling from a helicopter.
Well, I don't have a choice but to hang up on you then.
Oh, is it bad?
It's a little bad, but say hi for a minute.
Turn down your mic.
Oh, hi.
Love you.
Hi, Evie.
Hey,
Hi, Evie.
Evie texted me today. She's like, I'm on the train today. Like, you're on the train and some lady sat next to you and asked you what you did for a living, right?
It was a dude.
It was a dude. I thought it was a lady. This story is funnier if it's a lady. Can we just say it's a lady?
Mm. We'll say it that way.
Okay. And she's like, I'm a criminal. And then she said the next 4 hours were really awkward, but it was worth it.
Nice.
Well, no, I didn't say it like, I'm a criminal. I said, I'm a criminal.
very condescending,
and you don't want to know more.
Yeah, like matter of fact.
Then I had to sit next to this person for 4 more hours, and over that course of 4 hours, there was many train stops where people got off, and more people were leaving the train, and there was many opportunities for me to move to a different seat, but I didn't because of the uncomfortableness. It was amazing.
Hey, you're just relishing it.
That's great.
Well, they didn't move either, so they like you too.
No, they were stuck up against the wall because I was there.
Oh.
I had to recuperate after you being here, and I missed you.
Oh,
it's been a hard transition.
All lonely.
All right, I'm gonna put some headphones on.
Cool. You actually sound pretty good right now. So I won't hang up on you yet.
Okay. Yay. I get to stay up.
And then, it sounded like she arced out on something.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. So I need to speak with the customer so I can survey them.
Speak with the customer, why?
That's for a survey. I'm calling from 7-Eleven corporate office.
Okay.
So it's for a survey, so I need to talk to a customer.
You need to talk with the customer?
Yes, for a survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Hello?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. We're doing a survey today. In fact, if you could just answer a few questions, we can get you a free Slurpee.
Okay.
Okay, who wanted this? I'm in no condition to think up questions right now.
Hi,
this is Karen. I'm his supervisor.
Okay.
Is this your first time in this 7-Eleven?
No, ma'am.
You come here often?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So you probably spend a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to get something for free for once?
Yeah.
Okay, so the deal is I'm actually a prank caller from Canada, but these guys believe that I'm head office, so I can give you a free whatever you want if you just play along. Are you down?
A free what?
Whatever you want. What do you want?
A soda, something?
Yeah, you can have a soda.
Get some beer. Get some beer.
Cigarettes.
Okay, you get a free soda.
Okay.
Are you excited? I want you to seem happier. If you don't seem happy, I'm not going to do this for you.
Well, I just got kicked out of my house, so.
So maybe you could get two sodas. Or a soda and a nachos?
What the fuck? Everything's depressing tonight.
Yeah.
Did you take a bullet for your girlfriend too, sir?
Jesus. The cashier has a crush on you.
Hello? Hello?
He wants to fuck your sad asshole, and you can stay in his fucking car.
Hello?
Oh, they're gone.
Oh. What the hell, man?
What happened?
He didn't even want anything free. And he's he lost his house.
He's fucking, he's fucked up. He's like slurring.
Yeah.
Someone says...
Fucking kicked out.
Only thing you could think of for free was a soda.
Soda.
And we even suggested things.
Yeah.
Get the cigarettes.
How about a fucking 10 lottery tickets? Scratch offs. Go run fucking wild. Maybe you'll hit 10 grand. And get back in that house, motherfucker.
I didn't see it.
That's me. Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Ron. How may I help you?
Hello, this is James from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having I'm sorry?
How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Were you having issues with your computer there? It seems like we're not receiving any of your orders tonight.
We've been getting orders. We just got two online in the last 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, because we haven't received anything in the past 3 hours now.
Oh, that's not good. I just put one in over the phone, and we just got two over the internet.
Oh. Well, do you have the phone numbers for those? They told me to get the phone numbers, and I could see if they come through on this end.
The phone numbers for the orders?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second. One of them was 7599.
7599?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next one back?
The other one was 73343.
Okay, and then you said there was an online?
Oh, well, those were the two online.
Okay.
And the one I took over the phone was 0298.
Okay. And then, do you have any more? He asked me to get several.
Yeah. From about what time? Because we've had it.
Just all the most recent ones. You know, those three, and then just kind of in order backwards, and then they can find out when they stopped coming in exactly.
Gotcha. We have one. It was at 9 o'clock for 288.
Okay.
We have another one that was 0147.
Okay.
We have one that was at 848. It was area code 0735.
Oh, okay.
Got another one, which was 988.
Okay.
Another one's 3482.
All right.
And that last one was at 830. You want to just keep going down?
Oh, sure. Maybe just a few more.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we have another one that was 8772.
Okay.
We have one 1024.
Okay.
And that those last two were over the phone.
Okay. That should do it.
That's weird. That's weird that you guys aren't.
Yeah, we'll put these in and see if they come through.
Gotcha.
Tristan says I should get your SSN. What's your name again?
This is Ron.
Ron, is you're the SSN? The last four is 9235.
No, I'm the crew chief, and it's actually 4945.
4945. But what's the first 5 digits? Because that's what the computer uses.
Oh, for my ID?
Your social security number.
Oh, social security number?
4945. And your birthday?
92.
Okay. And that's the same as XML, actually. Do you have a major credit card?
Yes, I do.
We're going to need that?
Why would you need my credit card?
Oh, now you're suspicious.
Kind of. Well, I just don't know what's going on.
This is the Outback Steakhouse. We're gonna take you down.
That's not good.
Well, it's not good that you give out all the customers' docs. Manager is not gonna be happy about that. And you just give out your social security number to fucking people.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I have little to no credit anyway, so. No, but
that's a good attitude.
I don't know. You guys sounded legit. I know a Chris in corporate, so.
Hey, have there been any memos about prank callers calling in and getting info like that?
Not info like that. They do order just a normal pizzas or like wings and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we do mark down their addresses and their phone numbers that they give us.
Oh yeah.
And we do try staying away from those, but yeah, we do get a couple. Nobody's been calling for asking for numbers or information like that.
Oh, that's good.
I can tell you in probably a half hour, those customers are going to be very unhappy with you.
No, we're just kidding. We didn't even write them down. Wink, wink.
Okay.
Wait, no, gotcha. I shouldn't say wink, wink to you.
You seem like a nice guy.
I should be text winking to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's going to suck that you're getting a lot of trouble for this.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, bye, Ron.
Bye.
Oh, well.
Bye. Okay. God bless.
Wait, but Ron, what was your last name again?
Weasley. I cannot tell you that.
We'll just look it up by your
social. He's uncircumcised.
We'll look it up by your social.
Okay, well, you guys have a good day.
Thanks,
sounds
you too.
Like he needs a hug.
Sleep well.
Sodomite.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
Oh, that was really amazing.
Well done.
I guess
Brad,
we'll start.
You should give yourself the applause.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of work. Yay me.
I give you legitimate applause, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Get it social. Jesus.
I guess I hate XML less now, you know, for making me get that guy
this
social.
Is this the first pizza?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, this is.
What was the guy's name?
Ron.
Ron.
And you could prove that it's him by...
I was unable to get your phone call today.
Man. You can prove that you're him, too, because you have a social and birth date.
You should call up head office and fire him.
We're going to need you to fire this person, social security number.
He seems like a nice cat.
We should get him promoted instead.
Not promoted.
Seems like management.
Promote him to the outback. Cook a blooming onion.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling from Domino's.
Yes.
I'm calling about your the hand-tossed extravaganza feast.
Yes.
And the 8-piece breadsticks.
Uh-huh.
With no garlic dipping sauce.
Oh, yeah.
But one marinara?
Are you coming back?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, but are you guys going to bring sauce, or...?
Yeah, we forgot the sauce, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
And the one side ranch of dipping cup?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me check it real quick.
I really don't know where this is going.
I wish they'd turn their television up a little louder.
Here, I'll drown him out with my music.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, bring it by.
Hey, can you turn the TV up louder to seem like more trash wall? So that as we pull up in the vehicle, we can just see the glowing television and hear your garbage coming out of your house. And we can throw this slop that we call dipping sauce at you.
And also, it's going to be an extra $20 charge on your credit card.
Yeah. All right, because you've got to pay my driver here, and you've got to pay for my time to deal with your bullshit, your little dipping sauce fiasco.
So, and it's got to be cash, okay?
Are you that serious, or what's going on here?
We're very serious.
Are you going to come by and bring the sauce?
If you have $20.
That's my father around. No, who is this?
We're calling from Domino's. How else would we know all that stuff?
You know what, man? You know what? Fuck it, man.
You got the 20?
No, I'm serious. Don't bring it back.
You owe us $20, sir. Because we're already on the way.
We're already on the way.
Package it. We put it in a stupid cup for your faggot ass. You fucking sissy. Yeah, turn the TV up louder. That'd be great. It's class act. Oh,
no. He's gone. Good night.
Hi, Roy. My name is Aram, and you left a note on my car that you hit my car. So, please, if you can call me back, my number is 702. Thank you.
Do you think that one's real?
Yeah, but he sounds so boring. Do you want to call him?
Like, he's not going to get mad.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's when you'd have to be, weird instead of, mean.
Okay, I'm calling that boring guy.
Who's talking?
Either.
Oh, Dan Port is listening. Very loving.
Go away, Dan.
Everybody should be following Dan Port, right?
Yeah, what was his?
At Dan... Wait, I don't know.
Hi, it's Roy. I hit your car. I damaged it. I dinged it, I mean.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to apologize.
Okay. And do you have insurance?
No insurance for me. I don't even have a car.
Yeah. Well, how did you hit the car?
My watch grazed the glove box as I was inside the car digging for change.
Okay, say that again. I'm sorry, I can get it.
My watch, it kind of grazed the glove box and left a big mark along the door as I was inside.
On the door?
Yeah, on the glove box door. While I was inside your car.
Okay. how did it happen?
Oh, you know, I just like reaching down to get change from out of your car, and my watch just kind of grazed along the door, the glove box door.
You get the change from my car?
Yes, yes. I needed some money. So I reached in and, you know, tried to get change out.
How did you reach in if the car was closed?
I picked the locks.
Okay. So what did you take from the car?
Some quarters. I was thinking I could use the quarters to help pay you back, though, for the damage. Can you go check and see how much you think the damage is worth?
Well, I gotta check the door to see what it really happened to
it. I'll hold while you go check. I'll hold while you go check.
Well, I'm not in. No, so I will just call you back, okay? I got your number.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, unknown caller.
Hello.
Hi, I just like to say your videos are so funny. I just sit up all over myself with lemonade. You're really funny, and you are like the god of obnoxiousness that I want to be. One day. Thank you. Peace, bro.
That was weird. Hey, we're
That's
echoing.
That's so nice.
How are we echoing?
Hi, Roy. You left a note on my car, and so that you hit it backing out, but I don't see any damage, so I don't think there's anything you need to worry about. I was just calling to let you know. I appreciate the note. It was very nice of you to do that. Not many people do that nowadays. So you can send me a text message at this number. It's 706-816-0309 just to let me know that you got the message. Or you can give me a call back. Again, I don't think there's anything to worry about. So have a good day. Bye.
Oh, I want to call her.
Okay, she's yours. I didn't hear
her
name.
What was her name again?
I didn't hear her name.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while you're talking.
Matt Hillock made up lyrics to this. It's like, I'm too cheap to pay for real ringtones.
Yeah.
Hi, you reached Terry. You know what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard him sing the song, but I wasn't sure if he like made the words up every time or.
Hello.
Hello. Terry.
Yeah.
Hi. Did you leave a message on my answering machine for Roy about hitting a car?
Yes.
Okay, it's just kind of strange to me. My father's name was Roy, but he died in a car accident, 2 years ago. So, is this supposed to be some sort of sick joke?
No.
Why would you leave me that sort of message?
Alright, this is weird, so, I'm gonna hang up now.
Well, how do you think it feels for me? Damn it.
Here, let me dial her back.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hi, you reached Terry. You know what to do.
At the tone, please record your message.
That was pretty great, Samantha.
Aww.
That's somebody, Cheeseburger from Tiny Chat. He's yelling and it comes out in the air.
Oh, I should have Tiny Chat open more often. I'm horrible.
No, I barely ever do lately. I want to check Twitter.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? This is Roy. I left a note on your car about hitting it.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Sure. I'm sorry. I've tried to call, and I haven't got an answer, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, sorry. Where was the car hit exactly? I wasn't able to see anything.
My watch got caught on the bottom of the seat inside the car as I was reaching under the seat, and it kind of ripped the fabric of the seat, like right in the front, on the passenger side.
Your watch ripped the fabric on the car seat?
Yeah, my watch around my wrist, it got stuck on the fabric, and it kind of ripped on the front of the seat.
How did you get inside the car to do that?
I used lockpicks.
But you're saying you were inside the car?
Yeah, I needed some money, so I was seeing if you had any change in there.
That's okay.
Okay. But, I mean, can you tell me how much the damage is going to cost? Because I got a little bit of change out of your car, and I could put that toward it.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Thanks for calling.
Are you sure? Because it's a pretty big rip.
That's okay. Thank you.
I can hold if you want to go look at it real quick.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Bye.
People are just not confrontational during the day. No, that's okay. I'm just going to step back slowly now. No, it's Latavia.
What kind of name is that? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I left a note on your car about me beating it up.
Oh, hi. Yes. Is there anywhere that I can call you back in like 10 minutes?
No, I'm kind of like, this is... I'm in jail right now, and I'm using my, like, last phone call.
Say that again?
I'm kind of, like, in jail using my last phone call. And I'm trying to make everything right, you know, karma and everything.
Okay. Why are you in jail?
Robbed the bank.
Okay, so what's going on?
Do what?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah,
yes, I was in a stolen car. I was coming back from the bank. I went into Walmart because I was thirsty, so I was going to get a drink. And when I was back in the house, I had to hit your window and your whole car, and I didn't have anything to do, so kind of went away. Got caught by the cops.
Okay.
And then you're in jail now.
All right. Well, there's nothing I can do if you're in jail now, is there?
Yeah, so I don't have to pay for anything, do I?
Huh?
I don't have to pay for anything, do I?
No, you're good.
I'm good? Okay.
There's no point in lying. I already know that you're not in jail because, you know, if you was in jail, your phone call would have cut off already. But, you know, everything was fine. Like I told you on the message, I'm good, you know. There was no problem. So,
no, not really.
You have a good day.
No, not really. Hello?
That was funny. I like how she's an expert on the judicial and correction system.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's just a normal phone they give you to let you make a call. They don't.
Right, this is no payphone.
Yeah, I thought it was a payphone.
Voicemail box of 7025.
No, more like in the booking room. You know, they give you the phone, make your phone call, and then
I should have been like, yeah, I'm using one of the cops. I killed iPhone.
Well, she was weirded out anyway. Like, she just thinks that's the only part you're lying about to get sympathy.
Brad, do you think it's about time we take a break?
Sure.
only if, you know, you feel that it's time to take a break.